What is the Bodhisattva's way of life? It is the way of life that follows naturally from having cultivated the awakening mind of bodhicitta. Omniscience is achieved only through the process of purifying the disturbing emotions within your mind. It cannot be achieved merely through wishes and prayers. We have to train in eliminating all the specific disturbing emotions by relying on specific antidotes. All the activities of a bodhisattva can be included in two major categories, the practice of skillful means and the practice of wisdom. If the practices of giving, ethics, and so forth are to be perfected, they should be supported and influenced by the practice of wisdom. In order to cultivate such wisdom, you must first cultivate the genuine, unmistaken philosophical view that is known as the view of the middle way, or Madhyamaka. What is the view of the Madhyamaka? There are four schools of philosophical tenets within the Buddhist tradition. Based on an explanation of the first three systems of Buddhist tenets, you can understand the meaning of selflessness on a grosser level. And this will lead finally to the subtle middle way view of the selflessness of person and of phenomena, which is contingent on an interpretation of interdependent origination. Having established such an unmistaken correct view and gained conviction in it, you will be able to realize emptiness. However, even when you have understood the wisdom realizing emptiness, that alone will not become a powerful antidote to ignorance if it is not supported by other practices such as giving, ethics, patience, and so forth. Mere understanding of selflessness is not sufficient to defeat the disturbing emotions. Therefore, it is important to cultivate a practice that unites a calmly abiding mind with special insight. In order to develop special insight, you must first develop a calmly abiding mind. Calm abiding is single-pointed meditation, whereas special insight refers to discriminative awareness. Through the union of these two, you will be able to engage in a fruitful practice of both method and wisdom.